I'm definitely that guy with the hole saw. I just haven't gotten around to it yet. So, it's funny you say that. One of my previous vehicles, if you look at the succession, it was a 2011 HHR, 10 or 11, and it had an NMO right in the middle of the roof. It was replaced by a Traverse, also with a permanent mount quarter wave. We still have the Traverse. I have a 18 Silverado, permanent mount in the roof. The Traverse was replaced with a Tahoe. I haven't gotten the hole saw out for that yet, but I do have one of those Mr. Potato Head $99 Chinese radios in there. And then the pickup that I replaced my 18 with a Trail Boss, which is what I'm in now, and this has got my FTM 400 in it, just with a magnet mount and a temped up power, but that's all temporary. That'll all be taken care of soon. Question is, yeah, I'm a big type accepted radio guy. I got a lot of Motorola gear, and I'm a big Motorola fan. So my question is, do I leave my FTM 400 in here for the Fusion, or do I put like a 4550 for DMR, or do I put an XTL for P25? I really like the commercial radios, I like the way they perform. I have the ability to program them, so it's just a matter of deciding what you want. And I don't, you know, the whole VHS beta thing with that TAM digital,